Blog Talk Radio.
BBPAI Radio, linking business, education, and technology. The BBPAI Radio Show creates a vibrant communications platform that speaks to all BBPA stakeholders. Hosted by Fran McNeil. BETF Executive Director is Wayne Hicks. Produced by Michelle F. Ortman. Online chat coordinated by Everaldo Gallimore. Technical advice by John Melanson. Sponsored by the BBPA Education and Technology Foundation. BBPAI Radio, linking business, education, and technology. Join us on www.blogtalkradio.com/BBPA.
Well, welcome to the BBPAI Radio Show. I'm Fran McNeil, and I have a special guest today. I am really very excited to be interviewing Ms. Viola Maxwell Thompson. She is the Executive Director of ITSMS, which is the Information Technology Senior Management Forum. Viola, how are you today?
I'm great, Fran. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you know, I'm so excited. You know, in literally a day, the BBPA National Technology Conference for 2012 will officially open up in Baltimore, Maryland. And I know that ITSMS is going to have a powerful presence at the conference. So I'm so excited to be able to get you just before you head there and really help kick things off. I wanted to share with the audience a little bit of your background. It's very extensive, and I know that folks will be impressed and really quite honored to hear what you have to say. Some of the highlights of your career include the fact that you were a former vice president and partner with Ernst & Young LLC management consulting practice in both Chicago and Atlanta. And I know, just based on my research, that you are a highly recognized thought leader and that you currently serve as the executive director of ITSMS. Now, one of the things that I know that you're going to talk a little bit more about is the Leadership Academy, so I want folks to stay tuned for that. And our listening audience really should know that you've been featured in numerous industry and consumer publications, including CIO Insight, IT Management Consulting, Black Enterprise Magazine, Diversity Careers Magazine, and Comcast Newsmaker Segment. So welcome again, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, part of what we do here on the BBPAI Radio Show is really highlight the organization itself, and it's always helpful for people to know sort of how the guests got involved with BBPA and what keeps them actively involved. So I'm going to make that the first question, and I'd love to hear your perspective of how you got involved with BBPA.
Okay, Fran. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. I'm very excited. And as you mentioned, we are just days away from the national conference. I actually became a member of BBPA very early on in my career because I found that it was an organization that afforded me great opportunities to network with my peers and to learn from other members who were more seasoned in their careers. I was also very impressed with the impact that BBPA was having on the high school students by exposing them to the industry and to technology. I knew I wanted to be a part of that vision. As I kind of continued to ascend the corporate ladder, I acknowledged that it was now my responsibility to reach back and help others the same way I was given a hand. So BBPA was one way for me to be a role model and mentor to others, as well as support their upward mobility.
Wow, you know, that is so inspiring, because it really is part of that whole concept from the classroom to the boardroom. And certainly, while not all of our BDPA members start when they're in the high school computer competition or by attending the youth technology conference, it's really exciting to know that people value BDPA as an entry point within their career development and want to give back to others as a result of that involvement. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Now when we talk about from the classroom to the boardroom, what is so exciting is that ITSMF represents the boardroom. And I'd love for you to tell us more about what is ITSMF, what do, how do you do it, and perhaps because the conference is so close, you can highlight the involvement with the conference.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned in the opening, ITSMF stands for Information Technology Senior Management Forum. Our mission is to fill the pipeline with the next generation of African-American executives in the information technology industry. So our members are CIOs and other senior-level executives from Fortune 1000 companies. There are some individuals who are from not-for-profit organizations. Academia is represented, and then the government sector. We also have a portion of our members who are business owners who provide IT solutions to major corporations. And the way we are able to accomplish our mission is by focusing on three areas. The first one is continued professional development, making sure that we're creating an environment where our members and our guests can continue to understand the emerging trends that are occurring in this industry. We do that through our quarterly symposiums. We also have a collaborative environment, which enables people to network with their peers during our symposiums as well as during our regional networking events. And then the third way we accomplish our mission is by providing our members access to thought leaders in this industry who are committed to mentoring others. And you're right, we are excited about the upcoming conference. ITSMF will be conducting two workshops on Friday where we will be allowing the attendees access to and exposure to individuals who have ascended to the C-suite.
Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, literally, folks that you read about in the CIO magazines, folks that you read about in business magazines, technical magazines, are literally going to be in one spot in Baltimore for two back-to-back workshops. And if someone has signed up and registered to attend the BDPA conference, they can meet these individuals?
Yes, they can. They will have the opportunity to hear from them through the panelists who will be presenting on Friday, as well as get to meet and greet them in the audience.
That is fantastic. Now, what are the topics that are being covered for those two sessions?
Well, we tied the topics to the actual theme of the event. So, give me one second here and pull that information. I don't have it handy right here, but if you go out to the BDPA website, you will see a description of the topics. It will also talk about the objectives of what we plan to accomplish if you attend, and it will give you a highlight of the type of people who will be in attendance.
Okay, and you know what? I am going to go out to the conference right now. I saw that on another piece of paper, and I didn't bring it exactly with me. So while that is coming up, you know, ITSMF, I love how you broke down the focal points and shared a little bit about the membership. So the organization has been in place for a number of years and therefore has a series of success stories. And I was wondering if you could share with the audience some of the success stories that have come out of ITSMS.
Yes, and actually I just found the workshop information. So let me talk about that for a second. So the first workshop is called Leading Through Collaboration and Partnership, the Foundation of Strategic Networking. So we'll be talking about how to really incorporate tools like social media tools into your networking practices, and how what are some of the best practices that these senior leaders have experienced and can share with you. And then the second topic is around IT in the 21st century, new roles, new skills, new opportunities. So these leaders will be talking about what are the skill sets that you need to have, what exposure do you need to make sure you're obtaining in order for you to continue to be successful in this industry as it continues to evolve.
Well, I remember collaboration and social media being hot topics, and certainly to be able to hear it through the lens of successful African-American IT leaders is extremely powerful. Well, I mean, I think that's a great lead-in to some of the success stories that you're going to share. I mean, just the fact that all of these leaders are in one place is a success story in and of itself. But give us some specifics.
So one of the pride and joys of ITSMF for me is what we call our Leadership Academy. It's a year-long program for mid-level managers wanting to advance to an executive-level position, or senior-level executives looking to continue their journey toward the C-suite. In this program, we hone core skills, knowledge, and competencies that one needs to possess in order to achieve C-suite status. Now, ITSMF over the years has graduated over 200 participants through this academy, and we've achieved about a 60% hit rate, meaning 60% of the individuals who have gone through the academy have received a promotion within a year or two of the program. Now, granted, we can't take all the credit, but we certainly have been able to measure where our academy has definitely had an impact on the individual's growth and performance within their corporate environment. Mm. The second success story I'd love to share with you is our commitment to STEM and STEM-related initiatives. Historically, we've conducted summits, CIO summits, on the campuses of historically black colleges and universities to give the students exposure to CIOs from major corporations. This allowed them to understand the career opportunities in this industry and encouraged their desire to major in the discipline. And then the last success story I'll share with you is that we've had over 200% healthy growth in our membership, in our partnerships, and in our alliances during some very difficult economic times. And I truly feel that this is a testament to the stewardship of our members, the leadership of our board and advisory council, and the dedication of the executive office staff.
Well, you know, Viola, as you're really pinpointing the success stories, I think one of the things the listeners can take away is the way that you articulate and use metrics to demonstrate your point. And I love, you know, the 60%, the 200%. In technology, in and of itself, is about data. And then leadership is about being able to transform that data in an influential way to help others make decisions, to help missions be fulfilled, and to help people deliver on promises, whether they're brand promises or organizational promises. So it's been really encouraging to get a better understanding of the professional scope through the Leadership Academy that ITSMS provides, the way that you give back and really help connect the classroom to the boardroom for individuals, and the way that your stewardship, the way that your organization has been able to attract, retain, and grow the interest across a wide variety of stakeholders. So again, that is extremely powerful, and I would think would bode well for the continuance of ITSMF in the future. So I'm really excited that you're able to share with us what you've done. Now, I know earlier you did identify the fact that there were two workshops coming up at the national conference. And would you say that those workshops are one of several examples of how ITSMF represents BDPA's mission from the classroom to the boardroom?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And that's a commitment that ITSMF has made to BDPA. As long as this has its annual conference, we will co-locate our quarterly symposium with BDPA and provide that level of support and exposure to its attendees to the ITSMF membership.
Wow, that is really powerful.
Absolutely. And one other way we've kind of looked at that mission when we talk about the classroom, we've really started to expand our efforts at the college level with the launch of an initiative called ICT Vision 2020. We have 9 schools in the pilot this year where we will be working with the university's leadership to increase the number of students majoring in the STEM disciplines. And we want to help prepare globally competitive students who are ready to enter the IT marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Now, are other organizations doing anything similar to that?
I believe that there are some other organizations working with the historically black colleges and universities. We're actually partnering with the Department of Education. And then once we have our platform in place, we will look to combine efforts. So if there are other organizations who are interested in working alongside us to make sure that we can all accomplish this great goal, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us at info@itsmfonline.org.
Well, that was really one of the reasons that I mentioned that, because I really wanted to make sure that our listeners were able to get in touch with you and to really kind of continue the conversation online and offline, whether it is at the conference or whether it is through some of your initiatives. So I was hoping that you would share with our listening audience how they can get in touch with you, and what's the method that you would prefer.
Okay, absolutely. So definitely feel free to send an email to info@itsmfonline.org, or you can call our office at 404-514-4845.
Oh, fantastic.
We would welcome the opportunity to talk to you.
Terrific. Now, so the actual website, if they wanted to go to the website and really explore that and get some background, maybe there are some individuals that are at that middle manager spot, or maybe there are some individuals that have been recently promoted to CIO and are wondering, gosh, I'm feeling kind of alone. I wonder if there's other folks like me out there and what solutions they've came up with. What would be the website that people should look towards?
The website address is www.itsmfonline.org.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So I know that you have a full schedule, and I am hearing a lot of excitement as people respond to me. I know there are a number of questions, and I do want to protect your time. So, you know, in the remaining minute, what's a final thought that you'd like to leave the BDPA members, sponsors, and listening audience with as they begin to think about ITFMF and how it might fit into what they're doing?
Sure. So as we continue to achieve our success, we do it through very hard work and commitment and dedication. But we must remember that it was also through the support of someone's outstretched hand. I encourage each of you to make sure you're pulling someone with you as you navigate the ladder of success. That's what the mission of ITSMF is all about, and that's what we live and breathe every day.
Wow, very, very inspiring. It has really been a pleasure to have you as a guest on BDPAI Radio. I would love to have you back on the show, perhaps with some of your members, maybe doing an online roundtable, lessons learned, maybe pulling out some of the highlights from the two seminars that are at the conference around collaboration, you know, the top five tips, or as I said, lessons learned. That would be a real great opportunity for our audience to kind of go to step two with you. So, again, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your schedule and really appreciate what you've shared with us.
Well, Fran, it's been a pleasure speaking to you and sharing this information with you and your audience, and we would welcome the opportunity to come back at a future date.
Well, I will certainly make sure that that gets to happen. So as we wrap up today's show, again, I'd like to remind our audience that our guest, it's been our privilege to have with us today, Ms. Viola Maxwell-Thompson. She is the Executive Director of the Information Technology Senior Management Forum, affectionately called ITSMF. And if you'd like more information about that organization, you can go to www.itsmfonline.org. So have a great rest of the day. If you have not already registered for the 2012 BDPA National Technology Conference, which is being held August 1st through the 4th in Baltimore, Maryland, you still have time. Yes, that's correct. You can go to www.bdpa.org. There are one-day conference passes available. And one of the things that's available is a free, yes, you heard me correctly, free career fair, which is being held on Friday and Saturday. As Ms. Viola Maxwell-Thompson indicated, if you get a one-day pass for Friday, you will be able to be in attendance of the two special ITSMF forum workshops, and then on Wednesday and Thursday, there are a number of events and workshops, as well as the opening ceremony on Wednesday night. So thank you again, and we are going to sign off for today.
Are you ready to turn your hobby into a business? Are you looking for experts that can fast-track your dreams? Are you ready to make your business a money-making reality? Take advantage of this special offer only for BDPA iRadio listeners. Right now, go to www.growyoursmallbiz.com to get your 20% savings on a yearly growyoursmallbiz.com membership. Maximize your business success in 2012 with www.growyoursmallbiz.com. Go to www.growyoursmallbiz.com to start, grow, and expand your business.
BBPA iRadio, linking business, education, and technology, showcases IT entrepreneurs, technology experts, computer science academics, and people with a passion for educating our young people in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. BBPA iRadio show is a regular exchange for BBPA members, sponsors, entrepreneurs, educational institutions, and the Black community. BBPA iRadio guests link the diverse worlds of business, education, and technology.